at night, you know, she would go to sleep and sleep part of the night. She'd wake up all during the night. If she thought she kept me awake, it'd disturb her a lot. Mm-hmm. Well, she couldn't sleep all day and all night, too. Some nights she'd had a better night than others, you know. And of a morning, she'd wake up and she'd say, you know, I didn't wake up all night, did I? And I'd say, no, darling, you didn't. You're the best thing that ever was. I said, well, I don't think my Lord's going to make me stand in the can of those little white lines.
No,
because
that's a nice one.
That was, that was something I did for her, not for me.
Mm-hmm.
Something I did for her. But I said, you know, you get kind of caught in the life like that where you think, well, I shouldn't have told that little white lie.
Well, but you should have.
But I should. And I did. And as I say, before my father died, I see him suffer so much with that malignant of the lungs until I actually got on my knees and prayed many a time for him to die. Now, that just don't look reasonable. But I said, if you love someone enough, you don't want to see him suffer.
Mm-hmm. And when you know they can't get well.
They can't get well, that's right. Well, I knew he had a better world.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that if anyone ever went to heaven, my father and mother were going because they had been two good people. And they taught me how to live. They gave me a beautiful outlook on life.
Mm-hmm.
And for that reason, I knew that they were ready to go.
Mm-hmm. They've done their...
They had done their job well.
Yeah.
That's right.
Where are they buried?
They're buried over here in our cemetery lot.
Oh, they are?
Over there in Grissom Cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
This Grissom Cemetery, I'm pretty sure Ms. told me in her lifetime that they were a colored man that owned this lot where we have it there, this Grissom Cemetery where my husband and the people are buried. And she told me they were a colored man that owned that. And he gave that for the cemetery, a colored man by the name of Grisham.
Isn't that nice?
And that's nice.
And so all of your family will be buried there. Is it like, is it just your people that will be buried there?
No, that's my husband's people.
Oh.
Well, my father and mother was buried there. My mother, she wanted me to take her back and bury her where her father and mother was buried. That's what she told me whenever she told me not to buy no burying ground. She says, take me back where my father and mother was buried. They had been took back. You know, people used to take their bodies back to their original place of birth or where most of their family was buried and all. She said, I don't care what you do with me, though, but just don't buy me a burying ground, you know. And I said, well, Mother, it's just too far to go back where your people was buried, because they were buried in Forsyth County.
Mm-hmm.
And most of her father and mother's people, you know, they took their bodies back there.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I can't get there. If anything should ever happen to my husband, I might not be able to get there. And I always want to be able to visit those grave sites. And that's the reason why that I buried them here.
Mm-hmm. I want you to know that I just bought a cookbook that's got your name in it with some of your recipes.
Oh, you got to be kidding!
I'm going to try them and let you know if mine are any good.
Where'd you get that cookbook?
I bought it from this.
You did?
Uh-huh.
Well, they've got them on the newsstand.
They're hot off the
Yes, they should be. We compile them for our gill, our church gill. And we've got recipes coming and going, and they sorted them, and we were supposed to get them published a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. What are y'all going to do with all that money you're going to make off of those things?
I don't know whether we're going to give them away or not.
Have you got one of those books?
No, I haven't got one yet.
I think they're cute.
Sure enough, I haven't seen them.
Just
I hope
have
it
the wooden front and back, and you can stand them up.
Sure
so
enough.
You can read it as you cook.
Well, I'm glad that it came out that way because we put a lot of work into it.
What recipes did you put in there? I saw your name. I hadn't had time.
Oh, honey, I don't remember. It's just, I just put some of them I thought wouldn't come from the younger generation, you know what I mean?